In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. What does the statement, "those who know," denote in the Holy Quran?
In the Holy Quran, the word, scholars, and the statement, "those who know," imply the imams, and people of understanding, stands for their Shias. Say, are those who know, and those who do not know alike. Only, the men of understanding are mindful. The Holy Quran 39:9. This verse directly says that, knowledge leads to excellence and superiority, and the one who is more learned, is more capable, and has more right than others to become the imam, and there is no doubt in the fact that, each of the imams, in his own time, was the most knowledgeable, especially compared with those who falsely claimed imama, divine leadership, and caliphate. The imams, alayhim assalam, never went to others for gaining knowledge, but others have come to ask them for it, and among all sects, no one disputes that, Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, was the most knowledgeable amongst all the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Blessed Kolani has narrated authentically from Amir Sabati, that he says, I asked Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, about the verse, 39:8. And when distress afflicts a man, he calls upon his Lord, turning to him frequently. The Hazrat said, this verse was revealed for the first accursed hypocrite, Abu Bakr, who considered the Holy Prophet as a magician. When he used to fall ill, apparently he used to pray, and to say that, I will return from saying the satanic statement which I used to say about the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then when he makes him possess a favor from him, he forgets that for which he called upon him before, 39:8. Meaning, when Abu Bakr used to get rid of the illness, and regain health, he used to forget Allah, and what he had prayed earlier. The Imam said that, Abu Bakr forgot to repent from what, he used to say about the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, he was a magician. That is why Allah said, say, enjoy yourself in your ungratefulness a little, surely you are of the inmates of the fire. 39:8. The Imam said that, ungratefulness of Abu Bakr, refers to the position which, in spite of his ignorance, cruelty and violence, he had unjustly claimed, and usurped the right of Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam. Abu Bakr was neither the caliph ordained by Allah, nor appointed by the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Hazrat said, after this, Allah turns his address to the people, informing them about Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, alayhi salam, his qualifications and his excellence. Then he said, what? He who is obedient, during hours of the night, prostrating himself and standing, takes care of the hereafter, and hopes for the mercy of his Lord. Say, are those who know, and those who do not know alike? 39:9. It means, are they equal, those who know that Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the Prophet of Allah, and those who say that he is magician and a liar? The Imam said, O Amir! This is the explanation of this verse. The Blessed Kolani, Safar, Ibn Shahra Ashab and others, Ramatullah alayhim, through different chains, have narrated from Imam Bagir and Imam Sa'adik, alayhim as-salam, that, they said, those who know, are we. And those who do not know are our enemies. And our Shias are the men of understanding, who differentiate between us and our enemies. And they know that we are rightful and more eligible for the caliphate than our enemies. Safar has narrated that people asked the explanation of this verse from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam. He said, we are those who know. And our enemies are those who do not know. And our Shias are the men of understanding.
The Almighty Allah also says, and as for these examples, we set them forth for men, and none understand them, but the learned. The Holy Quran 29, 43. The Blessed Ibn Mahiyar has narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that, he said in this verse, the word learned here, refers to us. We know the Holy Quran, and we understand its examples.
Also the Almighty Allah says, and you are not given aught of knowledge, but a little. The Holy Quran 17:85. The commentators say that, it means Allah has given you little knowledge. The Blessed Ayashi, Rahmatullah Alayh, has narrated from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that, only a few of you are given knowledge. A few, means, the Prophet, Bibi Fatima and the 12 infallible Imams, alayhi wa alayhim as salam. The others have not received any share of knowledge, but one as much as was acquired from these blessed persons. Also, the Almighty Allah says, those of His servants, only who are possessed of knowledge, fear Allah, the Holy Quran 35:28. The Blessed Ibn Mahiyar has narrated that, this verse was revealed in praise of Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen Al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, who was the highest learned one, knowing his Lord, fearing Allah, as well as he was always remembering Allah, performing his duties, fighting in the way of Allah, not doing anything, except the acts which pleased Allah and His Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Almighty Allah says, nay, these are clear communications, in the breasts, of those who are granted knowledge. The Holy Quran 29:49. The Blessed Skolani, Ibn Mahiyar and others have, with many chains, narrated from Imam Bagir and Imam Sadiq, alayhim as-salam, that those who are granted knowledge are we, and the words of the glorious Quran, and their meaning, are in our hearts. That is why Allah did not say that, the Holy Quran is between the two covers or bindings, but He said, it is in our hearts.